Hello and welcome to Bricks and Banter, the show with real talk from the custom LEGO community. I'm your host as always, Billy, and today's guest is a great friend of mine. You might know him for his Indiana Jones leg hate, his phenomenal Rainbow Six figures, or his vector collecting. Whatever it may be, we have none other than Colin, aka TK underscore 1776 on today. So with no further ado, here is my conversation with Colin. And we're here with Colin, aka TK underscore something something something. I don't know the letters and your numbers. Whatever. Rude. Same difference.
It's not that difficult.
I know it's 1776, but I had to disrespect you just to start off the podcast.
Yeah, that's facts.
So, how are you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
How is everybody?
Everybody?
Yeah. It's talking to all our viewers here.
Hello. Oh, big brain. See, I'm so selfish. I was thinking about me and all the clothes in my closet right now.
Yeah.
How are you doing, listener? I hope you're doing well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's understandable.
This is like it turned into a Dora the Explorer where you start talking back. Can you say this? Wow. Oh, man. So anyway, I'm glad to have you on the podcast.
It's about time.
It is about time. I figured, you know, if you weren't going to listen to the podcast, you didn't deserve to be on them. So,
Well, I finally started listening.
You finally caught up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, in all seriousness, you were like one of the first people to on the list and then just kind of got sidetracked. So here you are now, though.
Well, it's the thought that counts, right?
Right. Of course. Of course. So, you know, just getting started off here in typical Bricks and Banter fashion, we'll just start off with how you got started in the customs community and all that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, I had pretty humble backgrounds, like most people. Sharpie clones, you know, when I was young.
Perfect.
I feel like all great modders started there at some point, right?
Yeah.
You know, you got your new clones from your Star Wars sets, and you saw some Sharpies on your, you know, on the table, and you were like, I could make my own clones. I still have some of them, actually.
Mm. They look just about the same as your normal figures, right?
You know what? That's, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I'm new to painting, so don't dog on me too much.
Your painting's been actually really good. We'll get into that later, for sure.
All right. So, you know, that was, like, I've been, like, customizing, air quotes, as you can say, for a long time. I was never really in the community that much. Like, I was not on Flickr at all. So I never really had that growing up. Like, I kind of just, like, Googled, like, custom LEGO minifigures every once in a while. And, you know, I saw some cool stuff, like Saber Scorpion.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
That was always something that I really liked. And, you know, I discovered Brick Arms back when he actually sold stuff on his website. And, you know, I bought from him. I think Brick Arms is the first company that I found, and then I think not long after that I found Eclipse Graphics.
Based.
Yeah, you know, the MVP of the custom LEGO community.
The GOAT.
So, you know, I worked on some simple stuff like the clones and, you know, bought Brick Arms for my dinky little minifigures. Didn't really, you know, make, like, actual customs. I went to one brick fair, like, probably when I was, like, 14 or 15. And, you know, at that time, like, any of my friends that I had, which hopefully some of them are listening to this if they're good friends.
Shout out Colin's friends.
Any of them that were into LEGO, you know, they kind of got out of it pretty quickly. So, you know, I went with my dad and, you know, I felt, like, really awkward because I saw a bunch of little kids running around, and I was, like, felt kind of embarrassed, and I was, like, oh, I'm too old to be here, but, you know, it's just something that stuck with me for a long time, and, you know, you just kind of, you don't care anymore, like, what other people think. It's just, like, you know, it's something that I enjoy, and, you know, it's part of my childhood, and I'd like to, you know, have it around for a lot longer than that, so... You know, who cares? Like,
yeah,
if it's not your thing, it's not your thing. Whatever. I don't feel, you know, embarrassed about it anymore. So, yeah.
It's not a phase, Mom. It's my LEGO addiction.
Yeah. But the thing that actually got me into the custom community was actually a competition that Victor was doing almost 2 years ago now. I think March was when I posted my first post, which was an entry into his competition.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that just kind of, like, got the, I don't know how, I have no idea how, but it got the attention of, you know, like, you and a couple other guys. Like, I think you were literally one of the first people to, like, you know, post it, and that was, like, dude, I was going nuts, because, like, before I got in the community, you know, like, you and Danny, Pro Snarfboarder,
right,
you two, like, every single time you posted, I was, like, so hyped. I was like, hell yes, Billy posted. Or, I mean, at the time, I didn't really know your name, but I was like, oh, BM4 posted, oh, Pro Snarfboarder posted. And, you know, now it's like, I talk to you guys on the regular, so it's like, it's cool as shit.
It is. That's such an awesome feeling to,
yeah,
like, just grow into the community and start talking to all those,
yeah,
older members. It is awesome. I remember when you first made that post, like, I was seriously blown away. I was just like, oh, new badass figure from just a brand new person. This is sick. I just loved how many, like, layers and details to the figure,
yeah,
you had. I think, like, specifically one of my things, like, I DM'd you about, was,
mm-hmm,
just, like, I keep looking back to it and I find more details,
yeah,
you had in it. Like,
yeah,
it was really stellar. I liked it a lot.
I appreciate that. That's honestly probably one of the best, like, you know, at that point, it was, like, one of the most custom minifigures I had made, you could say.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause everything before that was pretty simple. But, like, that, I was like, oh, man, I'm gonna win this EG contest. Heck, yeah. I'm gonna go all in for this. And, like, at that point, I literally was not, like, planning on this becoming a page at all. Like, I just wanted,
sure,
to enter. But, like, you know, I didn't want to do it on my normal account, so I made a new account.
Yeah, that makes sense. And, yeah, I, coming from that perspective, I hadn't, like, obviously I didn't know, like, that necessarily. So it really did just snowball you into, like, transforming it into, like, a whole hobby. It's kind of crazy.
Right.
Like, I mean, you took your hobby and turned it into, like, okay, well, now,
yeah,
now I have a crippling addiction to plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, it just kind of opened up a world, because, like, I didn't know to the extent of what people were doing with minifigures.
Mm.
And, like, once I realized that, I was, like, 100% down for it. I was like, shoot, I got, because, you know, my dad does, like, model kits and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And, like, I've done a little bit, so, like, we already had some of the tools, and I was like, shoot, I'm gonna try this.
Yeah, didn't you have, like, you have, like, an airbrush, right, or something?
Yeah, we have an airbrush that we've had for a few years.
And you've
years.
Never used it, and I was, like,
nope.
I remember at one point, because I was trying to experiment with an airbrush, but I'm, like, I didn't,
yeah,
want to drop $100 on it.
Yeah.
I was, like, dude, use it.
Yeah,
Colin,
I definitely
paint.
Want it. Well, now that I'm painting now, I'm definitely going to use it.
Yeah, that'll be perfect for just your base coats and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotta bust that bad boy out, especially for all those Destiny armors to just,
mm-hmm,
get through,
yeah,
them quick.
I don't know if I'm ready for that, man. I did not realize, like, once I physically laid them all out, I was like,
dude,
wow, this is a,
I told
a lot
you,
of projects.
I told you. When I saw your story, just saying, like, hey, free commissions for,
yeah,
anyone who wants it, my jaw like physically dropped. I was like, oh no, this poor boy, he doesn't know what he's doing.
I mean, I'm still excited for it, you know. I'm not, like, regretting it at all, because I mean, I think it's gonna be fun, you know.
Yeah,
because I really wanted to paint a lot of different things, but, you know, I didn't necessarily want to buy all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, and, you know, I kind of figured this would be a good chance for not only me to learn, but for other people to get cool stuff that they wouldn't normally make, or, you know, be able to afford to make, because, you know, commissions are expensive. Like,
yep,
in order to make it worth it for modders and stuff, like, they gotta be expensive. So, you know, for me to do something to get experience with something that I just started doing, painting, and, you know, it helps out other people in the community, why not? You,
yeah,
know,
absolutely.
They pay for the materials. That's all that matters. You pay for shipping. Cool.
Yeah, no, it was. It's really heartwarming to see you just kind of giving some charity work. But
I mean, I guess you could call it that. I wasn't quite esteeming myself quite like that. But
you're a philanthropist to the community. But no, I'm sure it'll be awesome, and I'm excited to see all the different ones you whip up. Because, like you said,
yeah,
you wouldn't have necessarily bought them all for yourself, and you,
mm-hmm,
get to have the experience of making them and enjoying that process, and then letting them,
but
off, and
also,
knowing they'll,
you know,
be in a good home.
Another thing, too, like, you know, with some of the guys that, you know, did buy stuff, and, you know, they're having me paint, like, you know, they have specific, you know, characters that, you know, they want it to be based off of. So it's not only, you know, new things I'm going to learn. It's, you know, stuff I wouldn't normally, like,
think about painting. Of.
Right.
Sure.
So it's like something they like. So it's like, okay, that's not necessarily something I would do. So, but it's still, you know, learning something new.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's going to be awesome. I'm excited to see what you whip up. So, I don't want to jump right into politics here, Colin, but you have a you're pretty outspoken about your anti-Indiana Jones legs.
Oh, don't even say it.
Sorry. Let me just rephrase that for you. Indiana Jones legs.
That's
please.
It. I'm done.
Please just leaves the podcast. But please walk us through why you're so adamant on this.
I honestly, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just the combinations of colors or if
brown
it's
and
just,
brown and tan.
Yeah, but it's just, it's more than that. It's more than that. It's just the design of the legs. Like, or, you know, another thing that I've also thought of, you know, I've always liked Indiana Jones, but I was never, like, super into it until Lego made the sets, and I got super into Indiana Jones. Like, I got the Lego game, well, all of them. I think there was, like, three, right?
I recall two.
Okay, well, I played through both of them completely.
Yeah,
and
me too.
I actually remember, I think it was the second one, I, like, almost completely played through the whole thing, and then I accidentally deleted it or something. It got deleted somehow. And I was just, I was heartbroken, dude. I was like, oh my gosh, what? So I don't know if that was traumatic for me or something, or if it's just that I got so many of the Lego sets, I had so many of the legs, saw them so much that I just built this resentment towards them. I hate them. I just hate them. They're so ugly. They're so ugly.
That's interesting. See, I grew up the same way with having a bunch of Indiana Jones legs, and they were just became my favorite, though, because of that. Because
you're normal.
Wow. But, dude, I used to play all the Lego games, like, religiously with my cousin.
Yeah.
Thinking back, it's kind of wild that those games, like, were made to have cheat codes in them. Like, that was pretty fun.
It was amazing. I wish games would do that more.
Yeah. Like, as soon as we got it, like, a new game, it was like, all right, let's see what GameSpot has to say about the cheat codes on this.
Yeah. It just makes the game, you know, silly, like, after you play through it the first time.
Yeah.
That's usually what I did, like, in the first Call of Duty 4, the first Modern Warfare. You know, they had, like, the cheat codes that you could do in the campaign. I think you had to complete it one time or something. And, like, those were just fun to do.
Yeah, sure.
And, like, if you play through the campaign again with them, it's just, like, it puts a whole new aspect to it.
Yeah.
It's just silly.
I mean, I wonder if I could recover those saves. Does Xbox games, like, save to the disc? No, it's, like, per console, I think.
Don't ask me about that. I'm not a tech-savvy
person. I don't,
dude.
But I have... There's at least probably, like, 10 Lego games that me and my cousin, like, 100%ed. Like, no joke, 100%ed.
I never
the only one
like Harry Potter, and I freaking played...
I actually never
LEGO
played
Harry
Potter.
Potter
Lego. Yeah, because I never grew up watching Harry Potter or anything. The only game I never completed 100%, and we literally were like 99.9, was the first DC Superheroes game, because
I forgot about those. I played those too.
Yeah, that one was actually really good because there's like open world aspect to it.
Yeah,
like what?
Yeah, because I think that was like kind of like a turning point in Lego games. Like,
yeah,
where they kind of started to do different things.
It was huge. Yeah, a better brand like video game progression than the Pokemon franchise right now. But
sorry. I don't know anything about Pokemon.
It's okay.
I'm just
butthurt. It's okay.
Okay.
but yeah, I think it was Supergirl. You had to like, it was just like dumb what you had to go through to get it. It was like the gold bricks kind of thing, which we would typically complete, but like you never needed like maxed for stuff, if I recall correctly. And that one you literally need like maxed and some other stuff. It was stupid. So we just didn't bother, but we got, like, every single other character besides that. Good times. We got to bring... Yo, what if... I don't know. I gasped like I had an idea, but I actually don't have an idea.
I'm trying to do a Lego Star Wars LAN party at the next.
Yeah, picture. That's kind of where I was going. Like, what could we do, like, collaboratively Lego game?
I think that would actually be pretty cool.
Right? We just Twitch stream it?
Of course, with you, you're going to do, you know, $5 for five minutes of playing.
Of course. and also, I expect the PayPal invoice that I sent you before this podcast to be fulfilled by the time we're out.
Yeah,
so.
Sure. Right. Definitely. Totally.
You know.
Definitely going to fulfill that.
Of course.
Another thing that, you know, I kind of want to talk about, hopefully you're fine with me getting a little deep on here.
Ooh.
Hashtag deep. So after high school, you know, I was in a JROTC in high school, and you know, both my parents were in the military, so it was kind of like, I don't want to say expected, because my parents, you know, both made it very clear to me, you know, like, we don't expect you to go into the military, you know, you don't have to, but you know, they were both Air Force, and I just kind of felt like, you know, that was what I needed to do. And you know, I always thought it was cool, but you know, I never really personalized, like dug in deep to see, you know, if that was truly what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I went through high school in JROTC, you know, assuming I was, you know, going to go into the military or whatever. And then, like, one of my best friends, I met lifeguarding, and he, like, his dad went to the Naval Academy, and he's a colonel in the Marines, and you know, his older brother was a Marine, so he was like, you know, he was on a path to military no matter what.
Yeah.
And he was like, for those of you who don't know, I live in Virginia, and he was like, oh dude, I'm gonna go to VMI, the Virginia Military Institute. He was like super hyped about it, and he basically, like, you know, he got me into it, and I was like, hell yeah, you know, let's go together, let's be sweet. And, you know, I went there, and I was definitely a lot more personally interested in, like, the medical field. You know, like, I had considered, you know, like, EMT, fire and rescue. And, but VMI didn't, or also nursing, I was considering that for a while. But VMI didn't have, like, anything like that. Like, the closest thing that they had was a biology degree. And I was definitely leaning more towards, oh, VMI is awesome, you know, it's more for the status of going to VMI and then moving out of the military after that. So I wasn't really, you know, thinking about, you know, the major that much. So, you know, I went to VMI, and I was only there for a week, because,
whoa,
yeah. So the beginning of VMI is called Hell Week.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, it's pretty much, they're trying to weed out everybody who is not 100% dedicated to be there.
Right.
And, you know, for a while, this was kind of difficult for me to talk about, but, you know, at this point, I've accepted it. It's whatever. Like, you know, it's my past, whatever. I'm not ashamed about it anymore. But, you know, I was there, and I was just like, it's horrible. Like, they're, like, you know, drilling into you. Like, it's tough. It's physically demanding. It's mentally demanding. Like, you have no, you know, they shave your head when you go in. It's like basic training, you know. You're just another, you're a rat. That's what you're called when you go in. You're a rat, because you're like the lowest life form that there is. And you know, going through that, I was just like, why am I putting myself through this? I don't even want to do biology. I was like, this sucks. This is pointless. And you know, it definitely also was not like what I expected it to be. Like the school in general, like the atmosphere just seemed not at all like what I had expected. And I mean, my friend, he still went through. Like, he, you know, he did great. That's awesome. But you know, I realized it wasn't for me. But you know, when I left, like, you know, I just felt like a failure. Like, I felt like I did not live up to my parents' expectations. I did not live up to, you know, my Army instructor at JROTC in high school. I did not live up to his expectations, because I mean, he was like hyping me up to all his, you know, Army friends. Oh, like, one of my students is going to VMI, he's gonna be a badass. So, you know, I just felt like, when I came home, I just felt so, you know, shitty and defeated. And you know, I was still you know, I was having nightmares after I left that, you know, I was still getting screamed at and stuff. Like, it sucked. And, you know, the first thing that I went to when I came home, I mean, not like immediately, the first thing I did was slept for like a couple days straight. But, like the first thing that, you know, I came back to naturally was Legos, you know, like my dad bought me several sets from the store and I just chilled at home and slept and built Legos. And I realized like how much mentally and emotionally, like it really helped me. Like, it's just such a great, like hobby for people to do. And, you know, obviously I did have friends that, you know, were there for me and, you know, my girlfriend at the time, who has been extremely supportive with, you know, my page too. And, she does a lot of photography. So, you know, she taught me a lot of things too, that has helped this page. But, you know, it just made me realize, you know, it's okay to not do what people expect you to do and, you know, to do what you want. And that's something that you really have to, you know, get in, do some soul searching for, to know what you want to do and to be okay with it. And, you know, without talking too much about it, you know, I have plans that are related to this for the future. Yeah. But, you know, I'm not going to get too much into that, but
you can't be leaking the secret sauce now, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I did end up, taking an EMT class and I volunteered for a while and I realized that's not what I wanted to do. And, you know, sometimes that's what it takes. Like, you know, and for a while, like I felt really depressed because I was like, I've tried all these different things and I feel like shit about all of them. And so I just felt like I wasn't going anywhere until, you know, some opportunities came up in the community, this community, that, you know, I've never felt better about in my life. And, you know, it took a while for me to accept that, but you know what? I'm going to do what I want to do. So just make it work.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have much to contribute to that, but that was really insightful and
that's all right.
No, it's certainly like inspiring to really, it's hard with outside pressures to follow what you truly feel. Mm. But I'm glad you're on a different path now.
One that you're happier with. I am too. And, you know, a big thing with that is, you know, mental health. And, you know, I think a lot of people, I think it's getting a lot better in our society with people talking about it. But, you know, it's one of those things that's like, if you do not feel well, like, you need to talk to somebody. Like, you know, I know people hear this all the time, but it's like, you need to talk to somebody, you know. It's okay to talk.
Yeah.
And
It doesn't have to be okay to talk. It don't got to be some professional or your parents or anybody. Yeah. You don't have to admit that to anybody. Just whoever you find a comfort with and you think will listen to you.
Yeah. I mean, even me, dude, if you're feeling like garbage, shoot me a message.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will, at a minimum, reply to every single person that messages me.
Yeah, goes the same for me.
We might not end up being best buddies and having a conversation every single day, but, like, if that's what you need, like, I will always be there for anybody.
No doubt. Yeah, there's some legitimate bonds with people I've made here, and they've opened up things to me just because there's not other people for them to turn to. And I mean, it's a humbling thing just being a part of this community and to have that connection with other people. I've done the same. I mean,
Well, I think that's honestly one of my favorite parts about this community, because, you know, every community has, you know, toxic people or, you know, negatives, annoying things about them. But, like, this community was so inviting to me. Like, it kind of blew my mind, like, how quickly I started having conversations with people and, you know, got into group chats and stuff. Like, I posted one minifigure and, you know, people were talking to me, and it's, like, cool. Like, I wasn't, obviously it wasn't because I was a big page at the time, you know. I literally just started.
Yeah.
It's just because people are cool.
Yeah, no doubt.
I think that's amazing.
I've roamed the internet in many hobbies.
Yeah.
And this is obviously my favorite. I mean, it's the one I spend my most time with. It's there's very few bad apples. Or to quote Sam, bad hombres.
He does say that a lot, doesn't he?
He does. I love Sam.
Yeah. But overall, I mean, I definitely think, you know, embracing what you love is one of the best mentally healthy things you can do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, unless you only know shitty people, you know, the support that you don't think you're going to get, but you will get from, you know, family members or people that you know is amazing. You know, like I said, I was kind of embarrassed about, you know, this hobby, but like, you know, I, when I first made this page, I blocked a bunch of my friends.
I did that too.
Because I would, you know, Instagram's kind of wonky with how it, you know, recommends pages to people. And I did not want my page mm-hmm. to get recommended to people because, you know, I had my first name in it. And, you know, my friends don't know a lot of people named Colin. So, like, I feel like they can make the connection pretty quickly. And I just felt super embarrassed about it, especially because at the time, you know, like, it's not like I was a decent page. I didn't have any followers. So it just kind of seemed like something that was just kind of lame. But, you know... Yeah. My page ended up getting recommended to like one of my best friends, and she was like, she sent me a screenshot. She was like, "Is this you?" And dude, my heart dropped. I was like, "What?" I was like, "How did you find that?" But she was like, she was super cool about it, dude. Like, she was super supportive. Like, I think she was like, obviously my girlfriend at the time was like one of my first followers, but like, she was one of my first. Probably within like 50 followers, I think. And you know, she was super supportive about it, and you know, eventually I kind of branched out, and you know, I started unblocking my friends, and like, I was so surprised by how many of them were like, dude, that's cool shit, like,
yeah,
that was awesome. One of my best friends now, like, he told me the other day, every once in a while he goes onto my page and just like looks at all of them because he thinks they're so cool.
That's awesome.
That's freaking awesome, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've struggled with the same thing in the past, like, being timid about sharing that. And I mean, I still, it's not like I go around shouting it from the rooftops, like, oh, I built Lego, did you know I did that? That's ridiculous.
Right.
But I'll never shy away now from, from speaking about it. And one of the instances, which was actually really stuck out to me now, and, like, just really solidified to never, like, hide it, was last semester in college, just welding school, like, bunch of older guys in my, like, group, kind of, like, I wouldn't say, like, cool guy, but, like, that typical just, like, jerk, jock kind of stereotype, whatever. Dude was, like, kind of arrogant, but whatever. He was, I don't know, he was an interesting character, but we were on the dock one day. It was actually, like, the only team... based project we had to do. We made up like these support beams. Anyways, it was like a huge project, but whatever. There was like, it's actually in some of my photos now, but it's like this just crisscrossed bar, I don't know, just like the X-shaped whatever metal. It was all super rusty. So I was like, oh, this is perfect for my backgrounds. And I went over into the grinding room, grabbed the angle grinder with a cutoff disc, and just like took a section of it. And the dude comes up. Yeah, the dude was just standing there on his phone. He's like, so what's that for? I'm like, it's for my hobby. You do like photography for stuff. He's like, oh, what do you do? I'm like, well, I make Lego figures, like custom
ones. That's always the worst part. Like, you try to like make a generic, oh, I do photography. What kind of photography? And you're like,
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm here. This dude's been a dick all day. He almost got into a fight with my buddy last week. Like, no joke. Nice. And, so I'm just
he
like,
definitely sounds like a bad hombre.
I'm just like, all right, I guess I'm going to pull up my Instagram page now, huh? And I showed it to him, and he's like, oh, shit, this is, like, super cool, dude.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's not what I expected.
Yeah, and he was looking at it. He's like, oh, shit, that's from Call of Duty, right, that guy? He's like, oh, yeah, I love Warzone and all this stuff.
Wow.
And then he calls over his buddy, and he's like, yo, check this out, and whatever. It was, like, weird.
That's
So it's just, like, an unlikely character that would be, like, accepting and kind about it, like,
wow.
So ever since that, I mean, before then I was already like on the wave of like, no matter what, you just got to be confident in yourself and talk about what you love. But and not shy away from it. But yeah. After that, there's just no doubt, like, you know, if someone's curious about it. And then he was like, oh, shit, you got 7,000 followers? What the?
Yeah. Well, yeah, well, like, once they realize you actually have a decent amount of followers,
right.
It
becomes
that so
changes
much...
the appeal, for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think, like, you know, doing little things like that, like, if you're really, you know, self-conscious about it or afraid to, you know, let people that you know about, you know, you being in this community or whatever, like, you know, take small steps, like, you know, show your best friend or something, you know, show one of your siblings, whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know... it will only build your confidence. You know, obviously there's going to be people that are like, wow, that's fucking weird. Like, that's lame. But it's like, okay,
yeah.
Whatever.
But I mean, at least, you know, it isn't like furry fanfic, you know,
right,
not
exactly.
That bad.
Dude, there's much weirder stuff that you could be into than friggin' Legos. Like, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, you know, my stickers, I put one on the back of my phone. I don't
Hell
care,
yeah.
Dude. I'm
yeah.
At work. I like, I don't care if it's showing, like,
yep.
Whatever. If one of my coworkers, you know, takes the time to read the username on the sticker and search it up, which, you know, I doubt they will, but if they do and they think it's cool and they talk to me, like, okay, cool, yeah.
Well, anyway, you know, I'm like one step away from like making an ASMR in this closet.
Oh gosh, please no.
Like,
you know, Billy, there's a line between your
Patreon and the OnlyFans.
Like. ASMR is not one of the things that we need in the Lego community.
Why
Although
not,
Lego
though? Why not, though?
Lego is doing it now. Lego's
Wait,
doing
what?
It. Yeah, did you not see that?
No.
No, yeah, Lego legitimately made, like, an ASMR. Like, they had these
Stop.
Two people... No, I'm serious, dude. They had these two people, like, get a bunch of different Lego bricks, like Duplo, you know, normal Lego bricks, and, like, they're, like... testing all the different sounds that like each brick makes and like
oh my god
make a bunch of sounds.
It's like a whole there's like a bunch of them
yeah
Lego Lego white noise I see
mm-hmm.
I saw this
yeah.
Like I saw the icon like advertisement for it, but I had no idea what it was and I just didn't bother.
Yeah.
What I'm actually kind of pissed because I was really trying to make the first
they
Lego ASMR. They really did, dude. I was I've been thinking ever since I made the YouTube channel. I'm like, man, one of these days I'm going to make an ASMR.
That's hilarious. I can see how somebody would enjoy it. I mean, maybe not from you because you're just a little creepy, but...
Right,
you know,
fair.
The Lego brick noises. I can see how somebody could like it. I mean,
I'm literally
going
to have to listen to this afterwards.
I find myself listening to Lego bricks.
Actually, hold on. Let me just play
that.
It right now. Let me just play it right now.
Oh, boy. Oh, here we go.
Hopefully I don't get, like, copyright striked. Oh, they're flipping through the pamphlet.
Uh-huh.
The instructions. Oh, I hear a brick.
Oh, there it is. Oh, wow.
This is entitled Built for
oh,
Two.
Wow. This is actually just the sound of me and Billy building together right now.
Yeah. Yo, oh my god, that'd actually be so sick. What if I just played this in the background during the podcast?
Yeah.
Like, for every podcast, there's just a slight ambient noise of Lego being built. That's actually I hate
oh,
that
shit,
it's kind of
piece.
I hate that it's kind of a good idea.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm skipping into the meat. We're at 1340 right now. I'm gonna pick it up again. Oh. Oh. That's some clicking.
But yeah, I was gonna say.
Oh,
that
that's. That's a pamphlet.
I want to hear him crash something on the ground.
Just the middle of this, he's just a fuck.
I feel like at this point, Lego just does whatever they want.
Honestly,
like,
I would. I couldn't
so
be
popular. You know, there's no downside to doing this.
I couldn't be happier for them to literally
people.
Just start doing more and more obscure stuff.
Yeah.
Just like Lego just progressively gets more fringe. That'd be so hysterical.
I can't wait for the official line of Lego gun attachments.
I can't wait for Filth Lug to start a Lego Ideas campaign
oh,
that gets
no.
accepted.
Oh, please no. Yeah, that's never going to happen. Lego's trying to appeal to adults, but not quite that much.
Right. Dude, you saw those big mosaic things?
Yeah, those are cool.
They're so sick, but they are, like, dummy expensive.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the whole thing. I feel like that goes with appealing to adults. You know, they're like, adults have more money.
Yeah. No, I think it's literally part of the marketing scheme that they are expensive.
Yeah. Like, yeah, because it makes adults feel like they're buying something, you know,
like premium.
Top tier or
yeah.
premium, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to start doing for the OnlyFans. Make it more expensive so people think it's premium, you know?
Right. Yeah, sure. Right.
You know, for a second there, well, I mean, I think I did share it when I did make, like, an OnlyFans as a joke, but I was just, like, the BM4 in my, like, profile picture.
Mm-hmm.
But then I lost the login, so I'd have to make a new one. But there was a moment there I was thinking about making, like, fake Lego nudes to put up there.
Oh, boy.
I think that'd be pretty funny.
They better be minifigures.
Well, I was thinking about a mixed media sort of thing. Like, what if... I think I even... It's actually kind of disgusting that I actually spent the time working on this.
Yeah.
No, hold on. Well, I did a conceptual run, okay? It was an art piece. But I took, like, this nude model, and then I just took, like, a 1x4 and just,
boy.
Like, stretched it.
Yeah.
Of course, like, you know, I don't need to describe.
Yeah. Can we move on?
You're not excited about the Lego OnlyFans?
I don't want this to be what people think of my episode of.
Oh, God. Honestly, this couldn't be going better, in my opinion.
I don't know. I disagree.
So, we put up on the Instagram page just asking some questions. And actually, there's like a bunch of really good ones. So, just starting off, there was one from NATO Figs asking you what's your favorite video game to get inspiration from.
Mm-hmm.
And without you even answering, I could tell you the answer, but you can take it away.
Well, what do you... I'm interested. What do you think it is?
I think it's Rainbow Six.
Okay, so...
But...
This is going to be a hot take for some of my followers.
Oh!
I don't play Rainbow Six. At all. I played it, like, once when it came out.
You're a fraud.
I don't play it. I don't like the game, if I'm going to be completely honest. I like the operators, but I just don't really enjoy the gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I played the beta, and then I played it when it first came out. I've played it, like, here and there every other year, probably. I just don't really enjoy the game that much. I love the operator designs. The operator designs are cool.
Yep.
But, I mean, the turn that they've taken with the game is not at all what it used to be. Like, at this point, it's more of like, it's literally like become like the story is esports, but like with operators, and I just think that's ridiculous. But I mean, the operator's still cool though.
So yeah, I agree with you. I'm not a fan of the gameplay. Like, I wanted to get into it because I was like into CSGO, and like I liked some of those like sweaty shooters where you had to really get intense with it.
CSGO either.
But yeah,
same thing. I like the character designs. I just don't like the game.
Right. Yeah.
At least I've never actually tried to play the game. So.
Yeah, but I was totally turned off by Rainbow Six just because it seems. By the time I was gonna actually play it, it was just too far into like it being a game.
The ridiculousness.
Yeah, like there was just no hope for me to actually want to try and play it.
Yeah.
Like I'll join one game and just get called bad words. And then I'll go do something else. But yeah, I mean, it's an absolutely great game to get inspiration from, no doubt.
Yeah. And, I mean, you know, I get inspiration from a lot of games. Like, right now, it's, you know, a lot of it is Modern Warfare and Cold War, because those are what I'm playing right now.
Yep.
A lot of the times, that's what it's based off of, is what I'm playing.
Yeah.
You know, like, when I made that Destiny minifigure, the Titan, it's because I got back into Destiny 2, and I was playing it.
Mm-hmm.
And... You know, I love the art of Destiny, and I played a lot of Destiny 1. I played that up until Destiny 2, but, like, once Destiny 2 came out, like, I don't know, I just kind of, like, stopped playing it. I don't even remember when I stopped playing it. I just all of a sudden stopped playing it and didn't touch it for, like, years.
Mm.
And then I recently picked it back up, and, you know, I remembered how much I like the art of it and the character designs. Definitely Fallout. I love Fallout.
Yeah.
Fallout is just a super cool, you know, theme and aesthetic. And I'm not talking about Jackson. I don't like you, Fallout. You don't get no Vietnam for you. Just kidding. I like Jackson. He's cool. And he keeps track of the themes for Minifig Monday for me because
true that.
I don't like doing that.
True that. Oh, man. I didn't even write that down. Yeah, you've taken over the mantle.
Yeah. I don't
know. How's that been hosting that?
I'm ready to pass it on, but it's fun. I mean, sometimes it's more work than I'd like it to be, but
yeah.
I mean, it's cool. especially, you know, like when we did the community thing for people to recommend themes, we got a lot of content. Like, we're set for a long time.
Yeah. That actually is a great idea. I hadn't, that, like, never came up when I was hosting it. Yeah. We always try to work it
internally. It's just because I'm a better host than you, but, you know, it's whatever.
You want to host the podcast from here?
What
if we just switch? You want to do the outro? Do you want to do the outro?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see how I feel at the end of this.
Okay. But, yeah, I mean, I'm glad to see Minifig Monday get revitalized again. And, I mean, I think it's kind of just Minifig Monday's legacy and charm now that it kind of gets passed off to people because I inherited it from Dubba Dude, had a run with it, and now it's on in your hands.
How long were you hosting it for?
Oof, I don't know. I mean, two story archives worth?
Yeah, I haven't even swapped over from my first one yet.
Yeah,
so
it was, there was a bit.
Maybe that's you know, when we should switch. It's after it fills up two archives worth.
Well, mine's like, it's like one and a half, I believe, but...
Oh, okay.
I'm checking which the, when the first one was posted. 73 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is.
Math is hard.
Math
don't
hard.
Ask me to do math, because my brain will literally stop working.
Right. I'm with you there. Dude, I went on this job interview, and, because it's like, you know, welding, like, spec oriented, you know?
Yeah.
There was the dude actually hiring me, like, didn't ask any math questions, and he was, like, totally chill, and just like, oh, yeah, you could weld, that's cool. That's right. All we need. And then, like, his supervisor or whatever, another dude came with, like, a problem that they were having.
Nice.
And he was like, hey, it, like, there was an equation involved, and he asked me, and oof. I just had to stand there being, like, a retard.
Yeah.
It's that was
no worky.
That was tough. I cut you off at the beginning there, but what did you say? You're ready to pass off the mantle already?
No, that's not. I just don't know when I will.
Oh, okay.
I'm fine with it. I'm good where I am.
Good. I'm glad. Yeah, I'm happy. It's there's been a lot of good content, and I mean the reason I was like, all right, well, I'm giving up on Minifig Monday for now,
mm-hmm.
and it'll come back someday, maybe not with me, which is because people weren't as excited or contributing
well,
much,
and,
so.
You know, it came back very naturally, because, like,
yeah.
you know, the Minifig Monday chat had been dead for months, and then all of a sudden it just, like,
yeah,
blew up
were,
one day.
People were like,
talking.
Hey, I kind of want to make some minifigs again, so.
Yeah.
No, it worked out perfectly
I think,
like that.
Yeah, I think that's totally fine, and... You know, let it go through its natural life cycle rather than like, okay, let's stop Minifig Monday now and then
right.
let's bring it back in 3 months. But like, if nobody really cares, then
there's no reason
to
force
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's a beautiful thing we got going to let Tanner win every week. You know.
Yeah, I was gonna say I think I'm gonna start banning Tanner from now on, or I'm just gonna like put a little side thing. Also, here's Tanner's entry, but you can't vote for him.
But you can't vote. You can look, but you can't touch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Honestly, it makes it all the more richer though if somebody can dethrone him though.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I mean, it's happened.
He's
and
exactly.
There has also been a lot where they were close. Like,
yeah.
I think there's been once or twice where Tanner won, but, like, the other guy was, like, only a couple votes below him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like it's the competitions like that I keep, like, going back and checking the stats for. Because I'm, like, I'm on, like, the edge of my seat, like, oh, is Tanner going to lose?
Yeah.
Tanner going to lose?
Yeah, he's the final boss of Minifig Monday.
Yeah,
always has been.
Every week, though.
Yeah. Last one was like, it was Monkey Man versus Bean Man. Just
yeah, that,
a great
that was
showdown.
A pretty good one. That was a pretty good one. They were pretty close.
Except somebody had plate feet, so he deserved to lose.
Yeah, exactly.
So
that's probably honestly the only
I'm honestly not even sorry. I'm not even sorry. I still voted for him, though, just for the chance that he could dethrone Tanner, but...
Once I saw those plate feet, I was like,
Did he really deserve... You know, to be in
Jeez,
second place
plate
there.
Feet, you're a degenerate. Change my mind.
So much for not alienating your followers.
Hey, plate feet's totally different, man. Don't mess with the proportions of the minifigure like that.
It's okay. Plate feeders are subhuman. It's
Minifigures were designed how God intended. Don't change them.
Oh, goodness. That's bad. So, we touched on it briefly, your Destiny commissions.
Mm-hmm.
But you're finally painting, which is phenomenal.
I am.
In some of the founding episodes of Bricks and Banter, the guests and me, actually I encouraged it, was to roast you for not painting. And it seems like
we finally made progress.
You eventually heard it.
It just took enough bullying to get me to do it. So always remember, kids, if you bully each other enough, you can get each other to do things.
Just about anything. You can do just about anything with bullying.
But for real, though, don't bully. Bully is fucked up.
Absolutely. We don't promote bullying here unless it's Colin and making him paint.
It's different. Yeah, it's different to, you know, jokingly harass somebody to convince them to, you know, broaden their spectrum of
playfully
ability.
Harassing your brothers just to, you know.
There's nothing wrong with that. And you know what? I'm glad they did, because guess what? I love painting. It's fun.
What do you
it's
know?
Freaking awesome.
Yeah. Sean was very persistent with it.
Yeah,
he's been an OG there.
Was actually like
the first one to start trying
to bully me to paint. Yeah.
And everyone just like, "Oh yeah, I'll tag in. I'll kick him while he's down."
Yeah.
Paint.
All it took was, I messaged Griff, Hoodie Studios, and, you know, I was like, yo, Griff, because, you know, we talk pretty often anyway.
Oh,
and I was
not
like,
to flex.
Yeah, not to flex, you know, I'm friends with Hoodie Studios. but, you know, I asked him, if, you know, we'd be able to do, like, a video chat, and, like, you know, he'd teach me some things, because, you know, I know a lot of people either learn just from doing it or, you know, watch YouTube videos, but, like, why not just go straight to somebody who, like, knows what they're doing and I'm friends with, you know?
Straight to
and
the source.
So, yeah, like, we did a video chat, I think, for, like, a little less than an hour. And I don't think... Well, I did post it. The medieval armor that I did with some of the rust.
Yep. Yeah, that came out really good.
Oh, I also painted an old snowtrooper helmet and a brick arms, that, like, Star Wars armor chest thing to look like the... Galactic Marine. That was more just for fun, because I thought it'd be cool. But after that, you know, I learned a lot, and I was like, wow, I feel like I could actually do this.
Oh wow, I should have been doing this for months.
Yeah, exactly. another thing that also I think kind of intimidated me was, like, you know, the price of a lot of paints. You know, like, I hear people always talking about, like, Citadel paints and stuff, and you know how, like, elitist Warhammer painters can be. And, you know, that kind of, like, pushed me away from it, because it's like, I really don't want to get into something like that.
That's fair.
But, you know, once I found out Hoodie's like, oh, yeah, I just use paint from Walmart. It's like 50 cents a bottle. I'm like, okay. If he can do that, you know, why can't I?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was definitely something that kind of convinced me to do it, too. So,
I don't think there's any reason to start off with those super expensive paints, because you're going to waste so much.
Well, and the thing that, you know, Griff and I talked about is, like, you know, skill beats materials all the time.
Like, absolutely.
With a lot of different, you know, hobbies or skills or whatever, like, you know, a master at his skill can use a $1 tool and do a better job than a novice with some expensive stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, you know, it's all about your experience, so... I definitely do not buy into the, like, oh, you have to buy expensive paints and expensive brushes and expensive stuff to be better. Like, I'm sure, you know, some tools, like, yeah, they are better, but, like, I don't want to rely on that, you know? I'd rather start bare bones, basic, before I start trying to buy expensive stuff.
Yeah, you got to walk before you can run.
Yeah.
When I switched over to using the Citadel paints, I mean, I used, again, like, the 50-cent dollar paints for ever. My mom was crafty, so I literally just took her paints and started using that. I mean, I never...
Typical scammer Billy.
You know me. Once I was like, alright, I'm finally gonna switch over to Citadel paints. It's like, it's an improvement for sure. Like, there's no doubt that comparing the two paints, one is better. But had you given it to a Novi, like me, just being a beginner painting, I wouldn't have been able to tell the difference. right. or appreciated like the marginal benefits yeah. that I'm gaining from it. So right. again, there's really no reason to.
Well, and that's also something I wanted to do too. You know, like I didn't want to start with expensive stuff and not appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, therefore waste more material. Cause like, you know, when I'm painting now, like usually I squeeze out too much from the bottle, but like it's a 50 cent bottle. Like I don't really care.
Yeah. The main, and I'm like, I'm such a, still an amateur painter. Like in terms of like the technicalities and stuff, you're not in the Discord, but for anyone who is, there's a Clue, aka Redacted, over there, and he's super into Warhammer stuff. Used to be just an OG veteran in the modding community, mm-hmm. but he goes crazy in depth. Like I've learned.
Oh, I'm sure.
Just talking to him about painting, like from events before, but specifically through the Discord. Every time he sends a message about paint, I'm learning something. Like I don't know any of this. What's so interesting to me is like he uses like four different types of paints depending on the project and like in different orders.
Like
so it's like
each paint does
better. Yeah, like oils, there's like wax paints or something. I don't know. Like he's got all these different
I don't know if I want to get into all that.
No, dude, it's like insane. Like I couldn't believe it, but
yeah.
The only benefit I see from when I'm using this little paint, and it's enough to keep me using that, is just that I can water them down significantly. Get my smooth surface, and they're still maintaining a really saturated color.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that's enough for me. They're staying like with a strong pigment.
I can see how that'd be really good.
Yeah, it's useful. But
are those still acrylic?
Yeah. Citadels are acrylic. Okay. There's some like the Model Master stuff. That's what Tanner uses. But they have what's it called? I can't remember what the enamel. Enamel mm-hmm. and acrylic in like the same kind of line and bottle shape, so you gotta be careful between the two.
Yeah.
Apparently enamel like can screw up your like the plastic, but I've heard from Ferg that he uses enamel and it's totally fine, so I don't know what to believe. I don't have actually any hand-on experience. Ferg.
Oh. Oh, yeah. He paints?
He's done, some modding stuff.
I didn't even know that.
But, yeah. I don't know what to believe. I'm just going to stay away from an animal to begin with, so.
Yeah. For sure.
Have you used, do you clear coat your stuff with, like, a sealer afterwards?
Yeah. I use, it's the same thing the hoodie uses. I pretty much bought whatever he told me to. It's the Rust-Oleum 2x Ultra Cover Matte Clear.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what I have.
But I definitely want to get different types of clear coats. Because, you know, I've been watching some painting videos and, you know, different clear coats can achieve, you know, different effects. Like, especially for, like, visors and stuff. You know, if you use, like, a semi-gloss, it won't quite be, like, shiny, but it's not going to be matte. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's going to be a nice little sheen for, like, a glass or whatever visor. So I definitely want to do stuff like that.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea. The reason I mentioned it, though, was the, out of necessity, I ended up using, like, an enamel spray, mm-hmm. Like, clear coat matte. And I was just, like, super scared applying it. I'm like, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
But it works. Well, yeah, I haven't had any issues with it, so.
Yeah, I was kind of scared, too. Like, I thought it was going to build up and get, like, clunky or something, like gross, but like you almost can't even tell that you did anything to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it protects the paint, so
yeah. Ooh. It really does. I actually like the matte finish that it kind of gives it too.
Mm.
The only times I've ever had an issue with it was like I didn't shake it up enough, so once I applied it, it had like a hazy look and it totally ruined what I had working on. But yeah, shake your cans, boys. Shake your cans. In the train of thought of painting and all, there was another good question that came up on Instagram. Was, do you view Lego as a means of artistic expression or more as a hobby?
I think it totally depends on the person. I mean, you know, the direction that we, you know, generally as people, but also this community have taken it, I would definitely say more artistic.
Mm.
You know, especially like once you start getting into, you know, custom, like actual custom making stuff, not just, you know, fig bashing like parts. I think that's more of a, you know, it's still artistic expression, but, you know, once you get into like actually creating something with your own hands, you know, painting, modding, whatever, you know, truly making something your own. Not, you know, not that I'm trying to knock, like, you know, making your own minifigures, because, you know, there's stuff that people make. I mean, like, for example, like, purist pages. Mm-hmm. I don't generally, you know, really like purist pages. But sometimes I see them, and they blow my mind, because it's like, you know, the ideas that they have with, you know, official Lego parts, it's like, dude, that's better than what I could do with custom parts. So, like, that's definitely, you know, there's a level of artistic expression through that. But, you know, I think it just gets more in-depth the deeper you get into, like, truly personally customizing parts.
Right. Yeah, putting your touch to the items.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely a weird mix, and I like this question a lot because it's something I've thought about, like trying to distinguish whether or not it's a hobby or an art, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say probably when I'm more down on myself, it's only a hobby.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's no doubt about it. Like, if you look at hoodie stuff or other, like,
right.
Customers would like that.
Works of art.
Yeah, it's just the Lego is the canvas, you know?
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, I would say my best customs could be perceived that way, you know?
Right.
Are more of an artistic piece. But then I'm not above just doing a quick little fig bash, you know, with some combo pieces, and that's more of just a hobby, having fun kind of deal. So
I think your best figs are, you know, closer to being compared to, like, dog turds, but that's just me.
Mm. I, on some days, I don't disagree with you. But you caught me on the wrong day, okay? I actually like my figs today.
I like your figs, too.
Only today. Well,
I'm just messing with you. Mostly.
Alright, now you had to make it wholesome. That's, like, weird.
I mean, to be honest, I hate you, though, so, you know.
Right. Hate you, too. But
yeah.
I guess you're, like, the first enemy I have that's on the podcast, you know.
What?
Are you saying what because everyone's my enemy and I just don't know it, or?
yeah. We're actually all conspiring against you.
Gotcha.
Enough is enough. Cancel Billy.
Yeah, I mean, I thought I could get ahead of it and start my own cancel campaign, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that did nothing but line my pockets. I mean, people still hate me, so what am I going to do, you know?
Yeah.
Moving on here, we got another question from the GOAT himself. Okay.
Oh, I already know.
The man,
I don't know who it is.
The myth, the legend, Natheem Lego.
My boy Natheem.
Shout out Natheem. Okay.
He hyped me up before this.
Yeah, he was giving you that pre-game pep talk.
Yep. Yeah.
He believed in you, Colin. You don't better not
he
let
is.
Him down this episode.
He does.
So he comes in with a banger question.
Mm-hmm.
Should they bring back ModCom?
Oh, that's a good question.
I'll start off here.
Okay.
If you want.
No, yeah, you're good.
Well, you see, I say I'm going to start off, but I actually don't have any idea what I'm going to say.
Okay.
No, I think I'm very interested to hear what you say about it, just because you weren't, like, around as it was happening.
Yeah.
I mean, I was around, but I didn't get any of it.
Right.
I got it all secondhand, like, way after the fact. I think it'd be unique to have around again, but I think it's a nice relic of the past to just keep there.
Mm-hmm.
And now it being, like, present and in people's thoughts is kind of pushing them to actually mod, because they can't just go buy something to plug and play with. Because they're like, I want that piece and I could get this ModCom, like, 8K. And, you know, it's a cool, fun relic, but it pales in comparison to actually modding.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of A, like, the fun factor, and B, the quality of it, because you can see all the little gaps and stuff.
Right,
and the ModCom itself, if you had a substantial amount of ModCom, it would act, well, yeah, I mean, I guess this could kind of go two ways, because once you have a bit of ModCom, it's really pushing you to actually mod stuff yourself, because you're like, oh, well, now I have this, but I want it to be on this bit instead, and vice versa, and being like, well, I could cut this off. And
well, and I think ModCom should be used more, like, in addition to, you know, at least basic modding, because I, you know, like you said, I wasn't really around for ModCom, so, like, I wasn't around for the heyday of it or whatever, so I didn't see a lot of what people were making. But just from what I see from the parts, I feel like it's pretty limited to what you can do with
you
it.
Didn't miss out on much.
Yeah, like, I definitely feel like I have accomplished more with it through, you know, using them as extra attachments or, you know, using parts of them rather than just, like, it's like the same thing with fig bashing. Like, you know, it's just swapping parts here and there. Like, yeah, you can make some cool modcom weapons, but it's, you know, they're plug and play. Like, I would much rather see somebody make something personal and custom than, you know, just the 20th AK variant, but this time it's a black stock.
Yeah. I think it kind of went down a bit of like a tiny tactical route, but with brick arm stuff, which I guess I wouldn't mind seeing again. Like, obviously I'd love that. But
I don't
think
there's anything wrong with that. I just don't really think, you know, it
needs to come
back.
Right.
It could,
but
yeah, it doesn't need to.
I'd want to see it come back in a different way.
Yeah, I agree.
I think there's still
either different attachments or, you know, more versatile.
Yeah, I'm not even thinking necessarily like, oh, it has to be, well, we got to come back with new attachments so it's not a duplicate of what's out there already. Like, that's not, like, I want to see the concept expanded on, because like a modular system like that is very interesting. And I mean, like, Minifig Cat kind of has that. It's kind of trash.
That's what I was gonna say, even with Minifig Cat, like, yeah, it's kind of trash, but I like the idea that they have.
Right. Yeah.
But I mean, that's honestly a lot of Minifig Cat products, if we're gonna be honest.
Yeah. Well, the guns at least, because all the wearables slap.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got wearables locked down for some
reason.
A lot
of their guns have good attachments, but, like, when they put them all together, it's just ugly. But, like, I bought a bunch of Minifig Cat guns, and one day I just took them all and chopped them all up and saved all
the good bits
and threw away the ugly chunks.
That's a smart idea. Yeah. Because it's kind of intimidating to look at them and be like, well, this is trash. You kind of shut down on what could actually be used off of it. It's not a bad idea. I might do that. But, so, I mean, I guess in summary, yes, but also no.
Yeah. That's pretty accurate. Yeah. I'm trying to give some attention to Amanda so he doesn't rip my throat out tonight while I'm sleeping. He's a little shithead, dude.
He's just like, oh, yeah? 20 minutes without attention? I see this shit, bro. I'm going to... I'll remember this at 2 a.m.
I play a lot of video games and stuff, too, and... we had another cat, but it was my sister's, and she recently finally took her to her new house, and he loved harassing that cat.
Oh, gosh.
So I feel like he's been kind of lonely, so I need to give him more attention. And also, because he's been so freaking shitty, he keeps destroying my mom's curtains. So, like, now my mom blocked off the stairs going upstairs where my dogs usually are. So now he's down here all alone freaking day. Yeah. I feel bad.
When we moved, about like 6 months into our new house in PA, this random cat just shows up on our porch, and it was supposed to be like the coldest night of the season or whatever. So my mom, like, we're big animal lovers, so my mom's like,
"Oh, that's awesome."
She just goes to my dad, Bill. We can't leave him out there.
We need to let him in.
Yeah, so obviously he stayed the night.
I hope I find a girl like that. I 1,000% be like, hell yes, let that freaking cat in.
So he was chilling, and then after that, he kept coming around. We would feed him. And then
that's why, because you kept feeding him.
Exactly. So then it was like, all right, well, now it's going to be winter.
It's our cat now.
Now it's going to be winter. He can't stay out in the winter. And so we cut... brand new metal door in like offshoot to the great room, because there's like two doors, the main door into the great room, like from the outside. It's like a weird setup, but anyway, there's like a side door in the great room, which is also typically where he comes around and we feed him, because it leads off into the deck. Anyways, we sit there, we freaking cut a hole to put a cat door in for this guy. He starts living in that room, right? With the door closed. And I the second we cut that door, I told my parents, I'm like, he's going to be living in that. Well, me and my mom are kind of allergic to cats.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't stop either of us, but, you know, it's just like, he can't be like around everything and like just on top of everything, you know? So I told him just straight up, I'm like, he's going to be around the whole house, whether you not like it or not. And my mom's like, no, he can't be. I can't have him in the house. Bro, right about now, I bet you he's sitting on my dad's lap in the living room. Like, the door, like, it started with the slow progression of him being in sometimes.
Yeah.
And now the door just stays open the whole day. That's awesome. He just goes freely.
So does he goes outside, too?
Yeah. No, he's living the life, bro.
Yeah, maybe he's just chilling in other people's houses, too.
I don't think so. With the amount of times he spent on that couch, I don't think so. Yeah. But, yeah, that's he gets awesome, to live though. The life
random
outside.
Random cats are the best cats.
Yeah, and he's a total sweetheart. I mean, we brought him to the vet, and he had a chip in him. So he was somebody's cat that got dumped. Yeah, and he found us, so.
Yeah, I found Mando on my way to work one morning at, like, 5 a.m. He was sitting on the side of the road, freaking, like, I think the doctor said he was, like, 4 weeks old.
Damn.
He's just sitting there by himself. That is really young. Dude, I'm so surprised I saw him, because it was so dark outside, and I turned onto the road, my lights just went right over him, and he, like, looked at my vehicle. I was like, were those eyes? And I got out, and it's just this tiny little thing, like, shivering. It was about to be winter. I'm like, holy crap, I cannot leave this dude outside.
It was fate.
It was.
And now you got a little Mando.
Yeah. He just bonked his head on the table. But, yeah, I actually, I smuggled him into work that day.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because I didn't, you know, I didn't want to leave him there until I freaking got off, because I knew he was not going to still be there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, I brought him home and didn't tell my parents, because I knew if I did, they were going to say no. So I brought him home, and then my mom came home, and I was like, hey, Mom, come here. Got something to show you. But he was such a sweetheart at the time, and now he's just a freaking monster. Isn't that right, Mando? You're a freaking monster!
Before this, before my cat, his name's Oliver, but, I was very anti-cat.
Oh,
my girlfriend has two cats. The one's a total prick.
Oh,
But then the other one's like a real sweetheart as well. And so that cat was starting to work on me slowly. Mm-hmm. And then now this one is like, all right, I'm not a cat person yet, but
yeah, you're on your way.
We're getting there.
I'm an everything person, dude. I just love all animals. Dude, we used to have a ferret, which we also found outside. He was in our neighborhood, and my mom and my sister, were on their way home in the neighborhood, and they see this little thing scurrying across the road, and they get out, and he just runs right up to them.
Damn.
He's like, yo, what's up?
Someone probably
took him home and posted, and nobody wanted it. Like, nobody claimed him.
Really? Hmm.
Yeah.
Damn, that's messed up.
Yeah, like, ferrets aren't just out in the wild.
Yeah, so, I was going to say, like, somebody might have just.
And ferrets are expensive, so.
Yeah, that sucks. But hey, ferret.
Yeah.
Free ferret. So, for Copper Drop with this week, first up, we have Sergeant S'more, which is just this Citizen Brick commission figure for, what is this, Full Stock Bricks? Something like that?
Yeah, FSB.
Oh, Fresh Stock Bricks. Fresh Stock Bricks. My bad. He's got some misprint versions in typical CB fashion.
Yeah.
And this is just about the closest to a recent military release we're going to get for Citizen Brick. So, how are you feeling on that?
I'm going to say it's a drop. You know, I think it's a cute idea. But personally, there's really nothing on it that I would use. And it's not worth the money for me to have. The most useful thing is the legs. And they basically look like some
Lego
official
ones.
Lego legs. Yeah, yeah, so yeah, not worth the money for that.
Would have been cool if there was
a
shoe print.
It's cool. Yeah, shoes would definitely be awesome, but you know, that's expensive.
It is.
But yeah, I mean, it's cute. I personally drop it.
Yeah, it's a really unique design. I like it. It's very in style with the latest CB stuff.
What,
it's a cool
useless
piece.
hot take
very
I'm
based
about to get flamed.
Very based. You're about but you know me, I'm gonna have to pick up the pink one.
Yeah.
You know how
that goes. You're a
slut.
For
you know
pink,
how that goes.
So
don't even come at me, though, because you've turned into a bit of a CB slut yourself, okay?
What? Dude, I have not bought anything for the past several drops.
No, I'm talking about others, like, commission-wise and other shit.
What do you mean?
You turned into a bit of a slut there. Don't lie to me, bro.
I mean, that's what happens when you're in that group, let's be honest.
Yeah, it is. It is. Have you recovered now? Are you recovering?
No, I think I'm just broke.
Fair, fair.
But I had, dude, I had to get that that Chrome MD fig, the red one, because I already have the.
Oh,
blue
you got
one.
The red one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, sick. Yeah. Okay, I almost carjacked you, so.
Well, the thing is, somebody else got it. It was not supposed to be on the site. Yeah, he told me he was going to save it for me, and he totally forgot, even though he wrote my name down, and he posted it, and I messaged him, and he was like, oh, shit, dude. He's like, I know the guy that bought it. I'm going to go talk to him, try to work out a deal. He basically worked out a deal to give him, like, a few free minifigures for it back, and I was like, dude, I really didn't expect you to do that, but I'm really glad you did, because I... That was, like, one of the only ones I wanted.
Yeah, Nick's really reasonable with that stuff. Yeah. He always goes out of his way to make it right, so yeah. I gotta appreciate that.
Yeah, that was cool. I already have the blue one, so I'm really, you know, I'm waiting to post a red and blue.
Yeah, that's gonna be badass.
Picture. Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess it would have made things even easier if I had gotten it, but no big deal.
So you could dick smoke price me?
Of course, of course. In true Citizen Brick fashion, you know. So next up, we have the Among Us custom figure by Minifig Madness. This one is just for Jake. I had to put it in here, you know. Just I absolutely hate this.
yeah, it's horrible. It's bad.
Great. So now on to finally some good food.
Here we go. I'm
Eclipse
ready
Graphics,
this.
The new gloves. So me and Mason's episode last week, the bag was just posted on the page. So we were like, ooh, hype.
Yeah.
But we didn't know what was going on. So we see the white tactical with the gray tips. There's armor plated
tan. Honestly, those are probably my least favorite ones of the drawing.
I'm with you. It also looks weird in the photo, so I don't know if it's blue or gray.
No, I think it's gray.
Oh my god, is this a black and gold dress or whatever? It's very turquoise looking to me.
Okay, definitely not turquoise. I could kind of... Okay, dude, this is totally like the dress.
Whoa.
Now it kind of looks turquoise. Now that you just said that. I could totally see how you might kind of think that's blue, but I'm pretty sure it's gray.
Yeah, like, if he's called it gray, it's obviously gray. But it's no doubt the white balance. Because, I mean, you look at the background.
Yeah.
I bet, actually, I should just edit this photo and, like, change the white balance. Like,
yeah.
I do for my normal photos, and it'll totally turn out gray. But anyways,
or
and then the armor plated
super bright turquoise,
or or just make them blueprint. That'd be sick.
Yeah.
And then the armor plated light flash.
Oh yeah, dude, that's a total cop. I
like
kind of wish that like he had combined that with the fingerless. I think that'd be sick.
Yeah.
But,
no. Oh yeah. Like if there was
that,
a gap
that's
in between, that would be crazy
the price for a hand because it's two different prints. So
I wouldn't mind.
I wouldn't mind either, but, you know, he might mind.
No dark tan gloves this time.
Yeah, no dark tan gloves.
But supposedly
hopefully.
On the horizon, if you're in the Discord, Vic was giving a little sneaky. He was like, oh, maybe. So, we'll see. All right. And that's all. You've made it through the gauntlet of copper drops.
Cool.
Thank you for being on, Colin. This has been a great time.
Thank you. I still hate you.
Yeah, you've shown your hate for me through how much editing I must do for this podcast. So
facts.
Thank you. Thank you very much. But seriously, this is a great time. Thank you for coming on.
It was fun. Thank you.
Any last words for the viewers?
Don't be embarrassed about what you love, and don't be afraid to, post what you love and, you know, share it with people. But don't necessarily. You know, tag all your favorite accounts on every single post that you make. But if you do make something that you think one of us specifically would like, then you can either DM it to us or tag us. You know what? That's cool. But you know, I definitely like to see the community, grow together and communicate because you know, communication is knowledge or knowledge is power. That's what I was looking for. And, you know, the more that we share and talk and, you know, the more ideas that come, so.
No doubt. And there was my conversation with Colin. Sadly, he's not going to record the intro. We totally forgot about it by the time the podcast wrapped up. But I appreciate you all listening. If you're interested in supporting the podcast, you could leave a review for us on iTunes or share it with a friend. Either one just helps out the podcast a lot. Speaking about helping the podcast a lot, thank you to all of our patrons over on Patreon.com. We have Seth, Luger Enthusiast, Tupolev, Mike, Justin, Francisco, Dashbricks, Milo, Jbricks, and PK Custom Lego. If you're interested in becoming a patron, you can check out our Instagram page. It is linked in the bio. All of your support really means a lot. Thank you all again for listening. Make sure to come back next week as I talk with Jeremy, aka Commander Turtles.